Health officials across the nation are turning their attention to the YK Delta in hopes of curbing a silent epidemic. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
This year, the sexually transmitted disease gonorrhea is on track to spread to more Alaskans than ever before in recorded history, even more than last year when over 1,000 new infections were discovered across the state. The problem may be that most people don't know they have it. That's according to Susan Jones, program manager for the state's AIDS and STD prevention program. She says the prominent bacterial strain is not producing immediate symptoms.
Some of the men especially say they have no symptoms at all. And it's really hard to convince somebody that they have an infection when they don't have any symptoms.
But given time, gonorrhea can wreak havoc on the reproductive systems of men and more likely in women, where scarring can damage reproductive organs.
It makes it really hard for you to become pregnant.
The state epidemiology office says that there have been at least 500 new infections in the state over just a four-month period. One-fifth of those cases have been reported in the sparsely populated Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, but it's likely that the rate of unreported infections is much higher. Now the Center for Disease Control is hoping to implement a new policy for treating patients. It's called expedited partner therapy. Basically, that means giving an infected patient antibiotic medications and asking them to distribute it to their partners. Lizzie Cheroni is an intelligence specialist for the CDC. She says expedited partner therapy has been studied since 1996.
They actually found in these early trials and some later ones that giving patients medicine to give to their partners actually increased the number of partners that were treated and reduced reinfections. So I don't think it's anything really new.
Troni is in Bethel to talk with healthcare providers to see if the practice could be implemented in Southwest Alaska.
There's a lot of different ways that this idea, expedited partner therapy, can be done. And that's really what we're up here trying to find out, is how it might work in Alaska.
One thing they'll need to know is whether or not local healthcare providers can change the type of antibiotics they use. In Bethel, it's only distributed through shots, but handing out syringes full of medicine is not an option. Again, Susan Jones.
Until we can get a medication that would be available that people could take through their mouth, they could just swallow a couple of pills. There is a medication that is available to do that. So we need to talk about, is it possible for them to get that medication before it could be implemented here?
They also hope to set up interviews with patients or anyone under the age of 30 to get feedback. They'll be asking them whether they'd be willing to distribute medications to their partners.
I think it's the only way to really implement a program that is workable is to find out from the patients themselves what they would be willing to do. We can't do it just from the policy level down.
As gonorrhea continues to spread silently from person to person, Jones hopes that their time in Bethel will provide some clues that will slow its spread.
It's very curable. It's not like a virus that isn't curable.
The CDC and the state are teaming up with Bethel's Public Health Nursing. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.